The last round of voting in Florida's presidential preference primary is set for tomorrow, Tuesday. Early voting in the state ended over the weekend, but before it wrapped up, WUWF spoke with a sampling of voters in Santa Rosa County.
I voted for Donald Trump.
Pea Ridge resident Daniel Womack cast his ballot at the Santa Rosa Supervisor of Elections office on Saturday. He says beyond all the rhetoric and antics, he thinks Trump's message reflects what a lot of Americans are feeling.
I think that it's important that we get back to being a strong nation and we get back to being important worldwide. I don't think that we're looked at in the world as respected anymore. And he has a lot of good talk about what he wants to do with trade, what he wants to do with immigration. I agree with a lot of that. I have a few points that I disagree with him on, but in all, I believe that he's going to be the best for us.
Milton area residents Kathy and Larry Westendorf had similar thoughts and also voted for Trump.
I think this country needs a change. I think he's a man that can get in there and get some things taken care of for us. I think we need to become united as a nation. I think that our military needs support. And I think that he's going to take care of that for us.
I believe that's the reason why a lot of people are voting for Trump, which I am voting for, is because of the fact that the Republican Party or even Democratic Party is in such turmoil. And we need, like she said, grassroots, beginning all over again, to get this country back in shape.
Recent polls give Donald Trump a huge lead in Florida. A CBS News poll released over the weekend shows Trump with 44% of the vote, Cruz with 24%, and drops Florida Senator Marco Rubio to third here in his home state, projecting that he'll get 21% of the vote. Rubio is struggling to stay in the race and needs more people like Santa Rosa resident Gary White in his corner.
I voted for Marco Rubio. I feel like he's probably got the calmer head of all the three remaining candidates. And Cruz is a little bit too hyped up, and I'm not sure about Trump at all. So lesser of three evils, I guess.
The omission of John Kasich reflects the fact that the former Ohio governor is getting little traction among Republicans in Florida, where all 99 delegates will go to the winner. On the Democratic side, Florida has 246 delegates that will be awarded on a proportional basis. In the Sunshine State, Hillary Clinton is expected to win big, and in Santa Rosa, she got the early votes of hairstylist Susie Crenshaw and construction worker Patrick Ellis.
I like what she's talking about. I love the fact that she is a woman, you know, running for president to be the first one. So that will make history as well.
She's got a lot of experience, and I like that. She got Secretary of State, and I always been for the Clintons. You know, she backed Obamacare, and I like that, and that's a good deal there.
Another Democrat casting an early vote in Santa Rosa was 70-year-old Norma Sledge of Milton, a retired Department of Defense worker. The Mississippi native declined to say who she voted for, but added that her vote as an African-American Democrat should not be taken for granted.
It seemed like Senator Clinton wanted to take every black vote as a gift. I don't think like that. Now that issues are coming up, she want to speak out on them. Well, why come you didn't speak out on them 20 years ago?
Sledge also expressed concern that the nation's growing political discourse will create the kind of racially divisive atmosphere that existed in the 1960s. And she says some of what the Republicans are saying just doesn't add up.
I have a problem with Cruz. Cruz said he's a Christian, but yet and still he want to kill every ISIS person. Women, children, boy, girl, dog, and, you know, everything else. I have a problem with that.
I voted for Senator Ted Cruz.
That's Reverend Jimmy Blank, a non-denominational pastor of Family of Faith Fellowship Ministries International. He casted his vote last week at the Pace Community Center.
I found it important to cast my vote for the candidate I feel best represents my values as a follower of Jesus Christ and who also would help to maintain godly accountability as a president and as a leader.
Blank, a native of Hackensack, New Jersey, originally supported Chris Christie and now thinks Christie would make a great vice president. And while Cruz got his primary vote, he, like most others who spoke to WUWF, plans to support whoever wins his party's nomination in the general election in November.
I do not want to see the Democratic candidates again in the White House. I think we've had enough now of some aspects of things such as socialism and other ideas and ideologies that I'm completely not only opposed to but nauseated by.
In the case of Navy Lieutenant Commander Daniel Marcus, who also voted at the Pace Community Center, he could not talk specifics. But given his travels as an active duty serviceman, he highlighted the importance of just taking part in the election process.
There's countries that I've been deployed to that are hungry for that right and fighting for it. And just voicing your opinion like we do here naturally in America could get you killed or put you or your family in harm's way. And everybody needs to vote.
And if you haven't yet voted, there's one last chance. The polls will be open on this election day from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.